Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. The Spiegel guy.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing and a bouncer. Shortstop. Counsell throws. Got him. Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Two-time World Series champion.
His teammates call him Rudy. And Rudy has just tied game one of the 2001 World Series with a first inning home run.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
You talk to some of the guys, they talk about playing with Tucker and kind of like what they get from that. Do you remember that as a player when you played with the Cubs? You've been a great player. It's like what it was like to watch that person.
Yeah, I mean, you remember it. You remember, you're like, so you're high-fiving them all the time. That's what you're doing.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We are happy to have the manager of the Cubs, Craig Counsell, on the show. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. We will have Cubs baseball for you tonight, starting at 5:05 here on The Score with Zach and the pregame as the Cubs continue their series with the Pirates. Matthew Boyd will pitch for the North Side Nine. Lineup is not in yet, but maybe we could talk to Craig about what that might look like. He joins us now here on The Score. Craig, thanks for joining us. First things first, how is Shota Imanaga?
He's good. It was cramps. So we're just going to have to try to address that with hydration and electrolytes and kind of the standard things, and hope it was just a one-time experience.
Did you have like a cramp thing that you did? Did you like do pickle juice or
potato chips,
Gatorade, some sort of mix? What was your thing when you were playing?
I didn't really, and I've never had the issue. Maybe I didn't work hard enough, so I never had the issue. But it was no, I never really had a big issue with it. We've got enough people to work on it, so hopefully we do the best we can, and it's just like I said, it's just a one time thing. It was scary going out there. But when we heard it was just cramps and both legs were involved, then you kind of actually feel a little better. He feels good today. He's ready to go today. He's going to do his normal day.
Craig, we talked to Nico Horner yesterday, who mentioned that sometimes he sees Shota like swimming or walking in that little wave pool that you have at Wrigley. wearing like the full shower cap covering that beautiful hair. Wanted to know if you've seen that and what do you think of that look for Shota Imanaga in the pool?
I have not seen it. Yeah, that's in the depths of the training room. But yeah, I mean, he's got a good head of hair, so I don't blame him for that.
Yeah, I agree. He's got it's between him and Dansby when it comes to the lettuce for me on your team. You guys that have a really strong head of hair, and you go,
Craig's is pretty good.
It is
for a manager. He's got to be up there in terms of manager hair.
We'll check Fangraphs and see where he falls in that regard, manager hair category. One fossil.
Interesting.
You know,
it's not interesting. It's not okay. Interesting.
We're stupid.
Yeah, we're idiots. All right, look, Chris Flexen is rumored to be here. Is that true? Is Chris Flexen here to pitch after a lot of really good starts in the minors, like five really good starts? And I think you have to do something with the 40-man roster at that point, if that's the case as well.
Yeah, we optioned Tom Cosgrove. Chris Flexen is active. And Javier Assad will be moved to the 60-day injured list. So that's the transaction for today. And yeah, Flexen will be here, and he'll, you know, I think the best comp, he'll probably serve like the Colin Ray's role, as that what Colin did to start the season. That's the kind of job we're thinking right now.
So yeah, he's been a swing guy. He's had experience doing that, but obviously was a successful starter. I was reading, is there a change to his arm slot? Cause that rings a bell. Cause Colin Ray's arm slot change has been really, really effective. So, can you tell us about that?
Not particularly. I mean, nothing, I wouldn't say substantial. Yeah, there's a lot of arm slots that have just fallen a little bit in Major League Baseball this year. I sometimes start to wonder if that's just the kind of how the data is picking up some stuff, but that's, yeah, nothing substantial with Flexen.
All right, cool. And then one more thing on that. So Ben Brown still in the rotation. You had some thoughts about his last start. Did you think about that, or is that something you're
Ben Brown's in the rotation.
Okay. All right. Well, there it goes.
Craig, how satisfying has it been to get the production that you've gotten from the catcher spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to kind of overachieve and do something special, frankly, you got to have some surprises, and we're getting some surprises from our catching, obviously, right now, and that production has been super impactful. You know, Carson Kelly's off to just a heck of a start, right? So it's a big deal. I mean, that's a surprise. There's no question about it.
Have you noticed changes in him, or has he always had this kind of power in there, and it's blooming more now? What has happened to him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's talented. He's always been a talented player. I think he's on a hot streak, right? And with the start of a season, and he's probably about 55 plate appearances in, and he's playing really well. So you hope you know players go in this, and hopefully they can, you know, capture it a little bit and extend it and make it last, maybe not at this level, but make kind of the feelings from it last a little longer and turn up a really good season.
Moved him up in the order last night, and that paid dividends immediately with the two-run homer. Was the choice based on giving Carson more chances or reorganizing in some other way? How'd you come to the decisions you made with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think Carson has been, you know, swinging the bat and just taking great at-bats and acknowledging that. And then Dansby's been struggling a little bit and acknowledging that. So essentially that was the switch. They both homered last night, coincidentally. And so hopefully we're just trying to get Dansby going a little bit and taking advantage of Carson in a really good stretch.
We often talk to managers about stuff like this, and I'm sure that we'll ask you about this multiple times throughout the season, but when a player is struggling, what's your approach? Are you hands on or hands off with the player themselves when it comes to trying to figure out what's wrong? Are you letting them work through it?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I mean, I think the trick is in the baseball season is that every player's struggled during the season. They're going to struggle. You're going to go through bad stretches. And, you know, whether to act on that and how much to and how much to kind of adjust. But I think, yeah, you're just kind of communicating with Dansby, and he knows he's struggling and he's trying to figure some things out. And he's also a player that's traditionally kind of been on the far end of the streaky kind of category. Like he has a hot 10 days and that kind of makes up for the rough month, right? And he gets to the same kind of offensive number pretty regularly in his career. So that's just, you know, you have to kind of ride with that with your players. And that's through communication and that's through understanding who they are as players.
Craig Council, the manager of the Cubs, is with us here. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show on The Score. I've missed the last couple times, I think, with Craig.
Yep.
Right? So
you've been busy?
I mean, I think I had some family stuff. Is that all right? Or should I?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I like how you tried to make Craig feel guilty on that.
Well, yeah, like, I know. I did. I felt you did right away.
Well, I mean, I felt like you were coming after me a little bit with the busyness thing.
My goodness.
I mean, I was. Yeah, I have a life. I have a life, Craig, if that's all right. Man. I mean, jeez. So do you, don't you? I mean, your kids are playing all over. What, do you got a kid at Northwestern? What, you got like five kids playing on five different college teams. Do I have that right?
I got two. Okay. No, just two. Okay. Yeah, just two. But yeah, they're doing, my older son hit a big homer last night in a game, so that was fun to watch after the game.
That's awesome. Playing at Northwestern? Is the older one at Northwestern?
Kansas. It was Kansas versus Missouri. He had a big three-run homer in the first inning. It was fun.
Man.
So how do you, growing up, being someone that you had your major league career, and now you're a major league manager, when it came to Babe Ruth League and Little League and high school ball and travel ball, were you just in the corner? Or were you working with the coach and working the umpires? What was your approach
there?
Yeah,
I was working on berating umpires at youth league games because I thought that would prepare me for this job. And, yeah, I think it prepared me well. Yeah, so but a lot of youth umpires in the Milwaukee area, not a big fan of me.
Those guys making $10 an hour, man. They gotta hear it sometimes, yeah, you know?
How else are you going to get better, Craig?
No, I respect the heck out of those guys. I would never say a word to a youth umpire. I was in the corner just watching, you know, you're there just as mainly. I always think you're there so that your kids know you're there and you're supporting them. That's it.
But the other baseball parents must have been pretty psyched to try and talk some ball with Craig. Were you giving of your time in those situations?
I enjoyed going to practices, I think, with the kids and helping out there, yeah. Okay. Games, you know, not so much. Yeah, just you do your thing.
It's pretty cool, though.
That's very cool.
Having a dog in the fight. I had, like, one season where I had a daughter as, you know, a D3 softball player. And just that feeling of being able to cheer for your own, it's, like, it's a completely different thing, isn't it? You must have loved it.
Yeah,
you must still love it.
there's a reason why youth sports is a huge industry, is because cheering for your kids is the best thing in the world. And that's why youth sports is a huge industry now.
It's pretty amazing. And so is the start that you guys have been off to. I heard Coombe talking about this in pregame yesterday. If you looked at the schedule, you go, man, this is – I mean, we even talked about it. We were like, hey, Mother's Day will let us know kind of where the Cubs are at, because this is an impossible schedule that they have. But through it, you guys are playing 600 baseball. Through 30 games, you're 18-12. And I heard Coombe say that when you guys discuss this, you're like, look, forget about the games that you played. Like, you can't look at the Pirates and go, well, there's an easy series for us. So how do you express that to players, or do players even need that expressed to them?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, actually, before the series, and I think we had a fun start to the season. I think that the trip to Japan was a great team bonding experience. We have played a difficult schedule. Everybody's told us about that. We haven't won anything because of it. We're just done with that part of the schedule. And I think yesterday was the start of a new part of the schedule. We're in the division for the first time. We're kind of into the grind of the schedule, in the sense that, like, we've had a bunch of off days in April too because of the trip to Japan. That's gone. And so we're in the major league schedule right now. And you know, nobody hands you anything. You got to go out and win a game. And the guys responded last night, and they get tested again tonight. And that's how it works. So you kind of put your head down in terms of, like, looking at the standings or worrying about where you're at, and just do your job every day and make sure as a team you're connected and taking care of each other and getting each other to give their best every single day.
It seems like your nature, Craig, is objective and rational. But there have been moments this year where it feels like, oh my goodness, this team has some magic. Can you relate to that? Have you ever had moments so far this year where you're like, oh my God, some of these ridiculous comebacks, where it feels sort of special and destined? Do you let yourself think about it like that at all?
I think those games are fun. I mean, we've had a lot of fun. I mean, last Tuesday night at Wrigley, the Dodger game, April at Wrigley, a warm night, that was fun. Anybody who was there, like, that was a special night. It was just a fun night of baseball. We're playing a great team, and it was a crazy game, and maybe we had no business winning the game, and we somehow pull out a win. And it's just fun, man. And I think anytime you can have that fun together, absolutely. That's bonding. That's connecting to me. It says you can do it. You kind of put it in your back pocket and you know you got it.
Yeah, you said after that game that it's the kind of game that can have lasting effect till later in the year, and that was fascinating. In what way?
Well, I just think you need to show yourself as a group that you can do things that are improbable, right? Because you get faced with so much failure in the season, right? And they say, oh, you can't do it. And so you need those moments that as a team, you know, you know, hey, we can do it, right? And that's just psychology, man. You just need those moments to always have hope.
About a month ago, we talked about Pete Crow Armstrong and an approach at the plate. And I thought that, as per usual, your thoughts on it were very level-headed. How satisfying is it for you to see him succeed like this? And I know that there was the hot streak that he went on at the end of last season, but to see, like, all of his game being present and what it's doing for your team, how satisfying is that for you?
Yeah, it's fun because I'm happy for the team and I'm happy for Pete. And it's also fun to watch just a player like that. I mean, these are the kind of people you pay to watch people like this play baseball, man. Like, this is a fun player to watch because it's not just, what is he going to do as at bats? It's when he's on base. It's on defense. It's entertaining the crowd. It's everything, right? And so, you know, it's fun that player plays for the Cubs, man. Like, we got one of those guys, and our fans should be thrilled about that. It's really cool that we get to watch Pete play, and it doesn't have to always be perfect too, man. Like, it's sometimes it's the failure too, man. That's all right, and it's been fun watching Pete go through it. He's growing up. He's getting better. And I'm enjoying, I think we're all enjoying watching it.
100%. Craig, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight against the Pirates.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.